Okay, hello, Gia.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I couldn't decide whether to sound like down or tentative or bouncy and upbeat, or I don't know. I was trying to like put on a persona for the night.
Oh, okay. Good luck.
I didn't decide on it ahead of time, so it just came out weird.
So maybe you'll evolve into some new version of Gia.
I probably will. Yeah, I'm evolving all the time.
Evolving or revolving?
You're revolving and evolving and, and rotating and eclipsing and all that good stuff. But anyway, how's it going? How are we doing? What did we watch? Today's Thursday, so we watched.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, and you know what? I was looking at like the summary on Hulu. You know how they give you like a little summary of the day's episode?
Yeah, I hate the Hulu summaries. Not so much on General Hospital, but I'll be like looking at something on Hulu and go, "Oh, that looks interesting," and then I read the summary and it's like they deaden it, like they make it sound
they
awful.
Deaden it, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a fun job, wouldn't it? To just take the life out of a show, yeah. But anyway, so I read the Monday summary, and I think there was something in there about like Sonny meets up with Drew, and I was like, "What? I don't remember that."
Did we miss
thought,
a day?
How would that possibly go? You know, so I thought, well, I better check that episode out just in case. And it was like I misread it or it was a mistake. But like there I was again watching that Home and Heart thing with Lucy, and I was like,
oh, that
my
was the
God.
Worst. Yeah.
Yeah. That and was one of the worst episodes ever.
They compounded it by talking ad nauseum about how that went like the next day. I was like, now you're talking about it. Yeah. So we have to relive it. It's awful.
Yeah. I think we're going to be haunted by that for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any like up things or anything that stood out or positive comments at all?
About any episode or?
Yeah.
All right. Let's think. Any positives? Well, I think Dex is looking good these days, and with or without his shirt, I don't really look at you.
You hated Dex.
I did hate Dex. I wasn't sure if we could trust Dex, and now he seems like he's trying. He's a decent guy, I think. For better,
he went
or
through
worse.
A dark time. You're taking his explanation to heart that he went through a dark time, and now he's making better choices. He can wear the sportswear pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. And I like that. I like seeing his devotion. Oh, this one, I was thinking, like, has anyone ever told you they missed your smell? Anyone. A doctor.
I feel like I have had comments on my smell, but not that they missed it, I don't think.
Yeah.
I have talked a lot about my smell because we went through that whole Lumi phase, you know.
Yeah,
the Lumi stuff. And I had the woman here that I talked with, this woman at the bar all the time about different deodorants and stuff. So we talked about our smells a little bit.
You sure do know how to make friends, Gia. I could take a lesson from you.
But who said that? Dex said that to Joss.
Yeah. Okay. And I liked that he was like, it seemed like a sincere like love and devotion, which I appreciated, you know,
Isn't
for
that
her.
A song? Love and devotion.
Yeah, rock the boat, right?
The boat. Yeah. maybe he could have said, "I miss the smell of your hair" or something like that.
That's creepy. He said he missed the feeling of her hair brushing across his face or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. He just seemed like he was being a bit vulnerable and sincere. And
yeah, he's kind of a sweet boy.
Yeah. Instead of like the macho posing kind of stuff, you know, like Drew is kind of the contrast in a way, you know, like telling yeah. her how she feels, you know.
I mean, yeah, that's so true. Now, see, I've liked Dex from the start, but I'm a little surprised to hear your little turnaround. It sounds more like a pants feeling observation to me.
It's closing in on a pants feeling, I suppose. Although I think we've acknowledged that I'm dead inside, so
yeah,
well, there's not much of anything.
You still wear the pants in the family.
Good one, good one, Gia.
Speaking of smells, I have a friend here who's like you, who can't stand perfumed anything, you know. And her, like, she gathered all this stuff that, you know, Christmas gifts at work, that kind of stuff, and she gave me a bag of crap, you know, that she was like, you might like this, you know, like shampoos and stuff and soaps. And so I used it all today, and I came out smelling like a Christmas sugar cookie or something. Wow. I was like, it was all really sweet smelling.
Yeah.
They were all like Bed Bath and Beyond, you know, like coconut cream puff, you know, body scrub and like, you know, I don't know. Like, and I thought, I don't know if that was a good thing or not, but I was quite fragrant after that shower. Like,
do you feel, you don't feel like this was some way of her, you know, trying to address your smell without hurting your feelings? Are you sure these were, these were presents that she was getting rid of? Oh, Gia. No,
she's kind of like you, like when she gets the migraine, like, you know, if we're anywhere, like in a restaurant and there's perfume somewhere, she's like, oh my God, you know, I can't take it.
She sounds like a delightful person.
Anyway, so, okay. So you like Dex. You like Dex.
well, I think I like him, just especially in relation to Joss and how treats Joss. Like
how he rocked the little police fitness test or whatever with the rock music. I was wondering if we could get that soundtrack somehow, you know.
I was thinking how psyched that guitar player must have been, you know. Yeah. I did the jam on General Hospital.
You know. That wasn't your friend Billy Libby, that was it?
No. Oh, man.
It was kind of cute, though. It looked like it was actually him doing the whole thing, you know.
It did. Yeah.
Well, he's obviously a gym rat, you know. Anyway,
yeah, so. I think he's probably psyched.
He's like, all right. Yeah. Watch this, girls. Watch, ladies. Okay, although, so we talked about that.
How about you? Anything you would like to comment on, Gia?
I enjoyed I can't remember what day it was, but the Maxie and Felicia exchange.
Yeah, I did too. Although it went on, it seemed like they were going back and forth and sitting down and standing up. It seemed like,
yeah, it was weird. Like, come over here, and you know,
But other than that part, Mm-hmm.
I just thought we were kind of recapturing the Maxie that we used to know a little bit.
Her sass and her sort of honest take on things.
Yeah, like she had some line about something about, like, cutting through the noise or something like that, and then she said, I am the noise. Yeah, and I was like, that's hysterical.
Good insight. And she kind of hits her lines like she's ad-libbing, you know.
Yeah. So I always enjoy Maxine, but I just kind of like that little mother-daughter exchange.
Yeah, I did too.
Something about you raised me to be, what was it? Like, good at math and I was like, so not me. I was like, I wasn't raised for any of those things. And to be illogical or something like that.
Yeah, and then Felicia said that was, so she had one flaw, so you know.
Yeah, it was cute. It was a cute little exchange.
Yeah.
So I liked that. This is more an observation. I don't know if it's something I like or not, but obviously the new writers are doing a huge pivot that we've already talked about.
Yeah,
with our friend. But we had it like cemented today. With the Laura and Anna, and we're all going after Sunny now. Like,
yeah.
Suddenly, yeah. We've realized we've been blind all these years.
Well, and that, I feel like, yeah, that makes me uneasy, you know, because I guess they're right. He has done bad things.
Yeah, but that's funny because you're usually the one that points out how you hate the mob stuff. And
I know I do, and we don't see we don't see it that often, you know. So it is kind of easy to think more of him as like the guy who's hanging out at the hospital, waiting for stuff or whatever. Especially, well, I don't know. He's been all over the place lately. You know.
Yeah. Well. I just feel like this is like a real, is this what you'd call a sea change?
Ooh, yeah. Good use of that expression, Gia.
Did I do that right? And is it S-E-A, like as in like ocean change?
Or? Yes. Okay. Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I feel like we're really shifting the whole like world view here, the whole.
Yeah. That is interesting, isn't it? If that's what's really happening. I think what troubles me a little bit is that I did think that he had such a nice friendship with Anna and with Laura.
Yeah, right. And then, and I feel like he's going to be like blown away by their turning against him.
Yeah.
And not that they're wrong in their assessment of his character, but it just feels like it came out of left field because we have new writers, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, can I interrupt there?
No.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm taking charge here all the time. I shouldn't be. I'm the least qualified.
No. I just had been thinking about this earlier, the Anna, Laura thing, you know, and I was thinking it might have been a little more effective if, let's say, Laura had run into Cyrus. And he'd presented himself the way he did, you know, today or yesterday, whenever it was, like when he really did sort of sincerely seem like he'd been knocked down a peg or two, you know, and
was
a bit more humble. And then I think she would have like felt more like warmth or like compassion for him, and then maybe she would have thought, you know what, Sonny really should have been punished for what he did to you.
It would have provided motivation.
Right,
a little bit. Right, that would have been better to put it in that order. That was going to be the other scene I was going to bring up that I thought was really interesting was
it was
Cyrus and Laura and But I like you. I'm anticipating feeling very badly for Sonny.
Yeah.
When he realizes that these people who've been his, you know, stalwart friends all these years.
Yeah. And they've gone through a lot of shit together, all of them, you know.
And he's going to be all wigged out because he's off his meds and he's
totally, And yeah, like at what point is Ava going to feel like she should be speaking up, right? I mean.
Right. Like, is she just going to use this knowledge? I guess that's the sort of delicious thing we don't know is.
Yeah.
So Ava knows somebody's messing with him. What's she going to do? Is she going to use it in whatever that is she's doing?
Yeah.
To mess with him? Or is she going to rescue him from whoever, you know, Pikeman? Right. I guess it's Pikeman.
Yeah. I feel like she has, I don't know. I guess I don't know. I can't, there's no justification for not telling
and
him.
At what point is she going to have some, an introspective moment and think about Morgan?
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Exactly. Right. It would be interesting if somebody else starts figuring this out too, and somehow, I don't know, like realizes that Ava knew or something and didn't say anything, because then she'd really be screwed, you know. Like if Carly and Jason somehow,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, Jason might be the one to pursue it, since he thinks something up. He thinks something's up, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, what is Ava doing? And like when Ava appeared in the mirror behind him today, like in the bathroom, downright spooky. I didn't
know. It was kind of spooky. Yeah.
I don't know what was going on there, but I don't know. She seemed all like when she was on the phone finding out about it.
Yeah.
She seemed caring. I don't know. There was something in the vibe that seemed caring, but maybe that's wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah, they're really keeping us guessing.
I guess that's good. She still looks fabulous every day.
And that's the main thing, you know.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
She probably smells good, too.
I imagine, yeah. And I always like she and Trina together, but I'm even doubting, like, is she being sincere with anybody? Like, I'm doubting her now.
Yeah, and I feel like Trina would be... I don't know, no matter what she thinks about Sunny, she would be horrified if she knew Ava was, you know, not really coming to his rescue.
I mean, I almost like when Ava said something about rooming with Joss, I thought, now is this part of her plot somehow? Or, you know, I don't like doubting Ava like this.
I know.
She's been a role model for me.
It shows. Yeah.
I know. I wish I could go in and get that haircut, but my hair is not like that. It wouldn't do that.
That would be fun if you tried to sort of evolve into
a picture Ava, of that.
Like her twin.
So cool.
Wore like silky, shiny blouses and
pencil skirts.
Pencil skirts. Ooh, you don't say pencil skirt very often.
I'm not even sure if that is what a pencil skirt is.
Let's say it is, because I like hearing you say pencil skirt.
You think how hard would they laugh at me at Fantastic Sam's if I brought in a book?
I think that's the one place where they would take you seriously.
Where they would or wouldn't.
They would. They'd be like, you're the third Ava like, today.
Can you do this for $19?
You'd have to have somebody videotaping that.
And then somebody would have to take me out to buy all the clothes and get the
money. Oh, that'd be funny. Wow.
Well, anyway, those are the big things I wanted to say. What do you got?
Yeah, we covered a lot sort of in a concentrated way. I'm surprised. Don't you want to talk about your boy Jagger coming into Bobby's?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I do want to talk about that or not. I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
Well, he's like openly pursuing Carly and she's openly pondering this.
Yeah, I don't know how she can be sort of just so ready for this.
Yeah, she needs to have her guard up completely with this guy.
Completely. And then like where does Jason fit in? I don't know. It seems like
I know she's gonna have to be like, Jason, I did something you're not gonna like again. Again.
I boffed Jagger.
Yeah, for the millionth time, I did something that you're going to have to undo or whatever. I don't know.
Whatever. But, well, and also she sort of claimed to, you know, still have feelings for Drew when he dumped her. You know, it seems like.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would call this a rebound, or maybe she does have some ulterior motive. I don't know, but.
She didn't seem like it. She seemed downright dirty today.
Yeah. Dirty, unless they're
withholding. Flirty. Not
dirty. Flirty. slutty. A lying, slutty. Duplicitous slut.
Not yet. But definitely flirty. I mean,
maybe tomorrow.
I don't know. And Joss and Michael both acting like it was okay that mom's flirting with this guy who's basically the enemy of.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what's going on there, but they may be withholding information from us again, like they are with Ava. You know, it's it's a matter of what do you call it? Is that point of view?
Yeah. Whether it's omniscient or
right. English major stuff. We're going back to it. You know, because sometimes they'll withhold, like It's not being omniscient at the moment.
Right. It's limited. It's like the limited
third person. Third person. Mm-hmm. Would that be what it is?
Yeah, I think so, Gia.
You said that like you were also like getting a snack at the same time and you're just trying to get me to shut up, you know?
Chewing on a fingernail.
Well, that's a snack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another flirty scene that bothered me was Jordan and
Our friend Brick.
Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, Brick.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you feel about that scene?
Well, I still don't think that's going to work for me, that couple. I mean, I liked Jordan more this time. I felt like I think she is becoming a bit more animated, and I do wish they would do something more with her character. But I don't think it's Brick that I'm looking for. You know?
Yeah, I thought when he first came on, and he looked very handsome, I have to say. They had him dressed impeccably. Uh-huh. But then he comes in and he just starts doing this like slimy.
And his face looked shiny.
Not as bad as last time.
Right. He was smiling at least a bit this time.
But it's like, I don't know what school of flirtation he goes to, but it's
yeah.
I guess he could take a lesson from Dex about just sincerity and not being gross and dirty about it. You know?
Yeah. Everything's like innuendo and it's all like I mean, and it seems like it's kind of not showing sort of a proper level of respect for her as a smart woman who's above that kind of stuff, you know.
The only thing I liked about it were the daffodils.
Sure.
They were nice.
Yeah, I was trying to notice stuff like that because I knew that was going to matter to you.
Well, there was a scene, and I don't know if I can recall exactly whose office we were in, but there was this
just
stunning bird's nest fern in the background.
Oh, okay, because she had like a bouquet of flowers in the background.
Did she? Okay.
At her office. What did you say it was?
A bird's nest fern, which I've killed like a couple of, so I've given up on them.
Okay.
Well, I think they do better inside, and I can't because of the cat. And so I think they're just
just
frying in the Florida heat. But I wish I could remember. But anyway, kudos to whoever's doing the plants there. Yeah, and there's lots of pretty bouquets in a lot of the offices. It's true. But anyway, so I didn't like the Jordan Brick scene at all. I like Jordan's dress. I thought she looked pretty stunning in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they may have that may be why they moved her out of the police role, just so the rest. They're like, look at this woman. We've got a
We're wasting her
some outfits here. And,
And we support that.
We support that. Yeah. If I looked like that, I would be rocking that red dress too.
That reminds me when Cyrus came in to give Anna his statement. And she said, you know, we'll give you a heads up when we decide to use this. I mean, is that how it works? I know this
I don't think I've spent as much time at a police station maybe as you have. I'm not really sure of the procedure. Like, you can just sit on something like that for a while.
Right. That's what I was wondering. Do you just sit on stuff? I mean, I don't know either. I would think maybe if like cops were gathering evidence or like trying to like put together like a bunch of charges, but if somebody comes in as a victim, I'm not sure you say okay.
Now's not the right time to. I don't know, because I'm not watching Hill Street Blues or NYPD Blue right now. I'm doing the lawyer thing with LA Law.
Yeah. Okay. So you would be better when this goes to trial.
You want to talk about double jeopardy or something like that, or you know, that kind of stuff.
All right.
I just watched the one where poor evil Rosalind Shays goes down the elevator shaft.
Ooh,
and I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. But, like, that was the one big thing I did remember from watching the series.
Yeah.
And it still, it shocked the hell out of me. Just like, I was like, oh, zip, there she goes.
Oh, zip.
Didn't you used to watch that show with us in Montana?
No, I don't think so. No. I watched it once in a while, but I don't think I watched it faithfully. So
was
I don't know.
Was I just drunk those entire couple of years? I may have been. I thought we all got together and watched that.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Well, anyway. It's a funny show. It's very campy.
Yeah. I do remember that about it.
Anyway, back to hospital. Let's see. Mm-hmm. So no, I agree. I have a feeling that's probably not realistic.
Yeah, I don't think it would be that sexy. I don't know. I feel like she'd be better like with a younger stud.
Who are we talking about now?
Jordan, right?
We're talking about
Cyrus. Sorry, I shifted back to like her and
excuse
Rick.
Me, I've gotten a little bit lost.
Sorry. Oh dear.
Anyway, okay, let's see what else happened. There was a lot more like wedding stuff, and Lois was running around bothering people.
I feel like I'm sort of interrupting you too much. Go ahead, Gia.
Oh no, I was just trying to like drum up if there's any other scenes that we need to discuss. I'm still oh, we had the big like Chase and Brooklyn having dinner, which was a weird dinner, and trying to talk about money or sort of talk about money. Green chicken. Like, what was that?
I didn't get that.
Appetizing. It wasn't chicken piccata, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Then she would have been throwing her clothes off.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this whole, like, we're setting up this dynamic that seems like manufactured out of the blue suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between Chase and Brooklyn. Like, wouldn't they have kind of broached this topic before?
Yeah. We don't have enough sort of substantive scenes between them.
You know what I
you know, going back.
We're just trying to impress each other now, aren't we? That's
vocabulary. Does that ever work? I think pencil skirt beats substantive.
It's just because it's so far out of our world.
I know. I could not ever fit myself into a pencil skirt. Maybe what would it be? One of those big fat markers, if there was like a big fat marker
skirt. I don't know
about
a pencil skirt for me either, but maybe if Spanx makes a pencil skirt and you can shove everything upward or something.
Shove everything upward. Like
it seems to me like the money stuff and whether Chase was like the kind of conservative guy that is going to refuse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And just for the record, if I had a husband who had millions, I would be so fine with living off that.
Like, ditto.
And if I, same. And same. If I had millions, I would be fine with sharing it with, you know, I feel that wouldn't be an issue. I wouldn't have any pride about like, you know, not taking the family money or whatever.
No,
like,
no pride at all.
On either of our families, a pile of money waiting for us to argue over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, alas, whatever.
Alas.
I like weed whacking.
And you're getting good at it, right?
I am getting good at it. Anyway, I mean, I know it's the new writers and they're trying to kind of like stir things up. And I applaud them for, you know, trying to create new dynamics. It's like we've pointed out, it's a little clunky in the execution.
Yes. Yes. Right.
But at least they're trying stuff.
Yeah. I guess we can forgive them for that. Although, you know, when Lois was talking to Finn, she went to speak to Finn.
Oh, yeah, about needing a possible backup.
She is a real busybody. But when she asked how Gregory was, you know, it sounded like she must really know, like, all the facts, right, about his condition and everything.
Yeah.
Which,
wouldn't she?
I would have thought so. But that other day when she saw him at the Quartermain's and she was sort of like firing all this information at him, you know, and trying to pin him down on how many minutes his speech was, that seemed like somebody who wasn't sensitive at all, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a little bit confusing to me who she was that day. I'll tell
you what Gregory scene I did like. You just reminded me of it. Was
with TJ?
No, I did not like that one. Because I don't like what they're doing with TJ. They're making him kind of a jerk.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, no. He and Elizabeth, Elizabeth came over to Finn's, and mm-hmm. Finn wasn't home yet. And mm-hmm. she brought turkey burgers, whatever. And mm-hmm. and Gregory had the kind of overreaction about, I'm going to spill it down my shirt. And I just love how Elizabeth just kept things calm and. I don't know. Maybe she should be my role model.
Yeah, she's a pro. She's a real pro.
And it just seemed like a true warm moment between them.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was asking for advice and validating that she's still validating mm-hmm. him as something other than just a person with a disease, mm-hmm. you know,
she still wanted
his advice.
Yep.
For kid mm-hmm. and you know, mm-hmm. it was just a warm fuzzy. I felt like,
That was very artfully done. Good job, Elizabeth.
She's good at being a mom and she's good mm-hmm. at being a girlfriend and
mm-hmm.
friend. I don't know. She really matured into a lovely woman.
Yeah, she really does feel like a nurse, you know, somebody who's a pro at taking care of people.
The best kind of a nurse, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a nurse Ratchet or Cratchit or whatever it was. Ratchet? Nurse Ratchet?
Ratchet, yeah. Yeah, that was not a good nurse, no.
So I like that little scene. No, but I didn't like mm-hmm. the one with TJ. First of all, it just seemed really unrealistic that a doctor would let the conversation unravel like that.
Yeah, and get all about him, you know.
Also unrealistic that a doctor would spend that amount of time with anybody.
I know. I was thinking General Hospital is the only place where they have enough time to give a person a proper appointment like that.
But yeah, I just feel like TJ is they're not doing him any favors these days.
No, he's seeming like kind of a dink. And I was hoping, I thought, you know, if TJ's like a pair of fresh eyes on Gregory, wouldn't it be awesome if he
looked something?
Wanted to have this be a different appointment than the ones Gregory was talking about, you know.
Maybe it's mold. You've got a mold issue, or
or as many episodes of House would inform us, you know, maybe it was a tick buried in his pubic hair.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? House. I kind of like House just because it's always the same formula.
Right.
The old man finds it unbearable, so we don't watch much House.
The patient always has a massive seizure at some point, you know.
Well, and just the whole the way he plays, you know, all his plays off each other and everything, and you know, it's mm-hmm. just always the same. But
that's
kind of funny, but
he's
not a fan of that. We started watching Fargo the other day. Speaking of picking,
did you watch?
A lot of buzz about Fargo.
Yeah, are you watching the most recent season?
No, we went all the way back to the very first one. Okay, that's the only one we've seen. And,
okay, Okay.
But I understand they're standalone, or is it seasonal? Like one season is the same people, or how does it
work? Yeah, one season it kind of covers the same sort of like mystery or case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So no, I didn't. I just thought we'd go all the way back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting.
Got the vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Good jam. Okay.
Yeah. So we're hip. We're cool. We're with it.
Oh, sure. Sure. Nobody said you weren't.
Just still watching LA Law, but.
Sure.
I've been wanting to go out and buy stuff with massive shoulder pads and really floof my hair up in the front to a big.
Oh, man. So it's either that or Ava. Maybe you ask them to do like a mashup of
somewhere in between.
Yeah, because Ava could wear shoulder pads. I mean, she's kind
of could. She's almost not like that.
Yeah,
glamorous Hollywood like ladies of old. You know.
Yeah, like those prime time soap operas. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Uh huh.
That kind of a thing. But yeah, mm-hmm. I sure wish we knew what was up with her.
Wow. Me too. Me too. Yeah, well,
and they've got Sonny, like, even he had a little eye tick today, I think. I saw him do a little, like...
Yeah.
This has got to be a little painful for him, for that actor, to think about unraveling in this way from lack of bipolar meds. You know, that's got to be a little bit of a dark... A dark path to take, I would think.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm sure he thinks it's important, you know, that this is going to, like, illustrate, you know.
Maybe, yeah.
The value of proper treatment and stuff like that. But it's going to be interesting, like, between his sort of breakdown, if it continues, you know, if nobody intervenes anytime soon. So that going on. And then it seems like a lot of these women primarily sort of circling around, like aiming at him, you know, between like Laura and Anna.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I wonder if one of them, I wonder if we're going to build up to something where they will come back around to, you know, they'll, their compassion will take over when they see, you know, unraveled and they'll come back to being on his side or something.
Maybe. Right. Yeah. That would be interesting. And I thought it was kind of out of character for Laura to put really pressure on Cyrus. You know, it seemed like,
that's
the most I've ever seen her kind of like pushing somebody, I think, to do something pretty serious, you know.
We're really revamping Cyrus, which it's kind of like you kind of know, like, oh, that's so like not how he would be, but on the other hand, like, he's such a great actor that I'm on board with it, because I want him to stay and I want him to have a big story.
I was starting to buy it, you know. I couldn't believe it.
I totally bought it, but I don't know. He's such a conflicted character, really, that you could see him going back to being evil without a lot of trouble either. But I don't know. Yeah. He does seem to be really soul searching at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But he's not totally forgiving. I mean, his like approach with Dex in the police station was kind of spooky and ominous, the way he, I don't know. Like,
yeah, he was a bit cool. Yeah. But didn't he, in the end, didn't he say that he was trying to do the same thing or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was a little bit afraid for Dex. I wasn't sure how that was going to go, but
he seems seeming like a little puppy dog lately, you know, he's kind
He does seem like he's a little bit naive, maybe.
What kind of puppy dog would he be, you think, if he were a puppy?
I'm thinking like a mix between a lab and something fluffier than a lab.
A Cocker Spaniel, maybe?
Like maybe. What do you think?
I was thinking Cocker Spaniel.
Okay.
I was going with a purebred, but
Oh, sure.
Have you ever heard of the Doggist? You don't do Instagram, but
I don't think I've heard of the Doggist.
Well, this guy with an Instagram account, and he just wanders around, takes pictures of dogs in New York City.
Oh, uh huh.
And does a little mini interviews, and he knows all these. Like he'll be like, "Oh, I see a Calhoun mixed cattle breed, blah 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 over there. We're gonna get like what?" And he's always right. He like knows every dog breed.
Wow.
But anyway, he takes cute pictures.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Something fluffy, fluffy.
And sort of maybe loyal.
What do they call him?
King Cavalier, King Charles Spaniel?
Yeah, King Charles. Yeah, I was thinking King Arthur, but that's a flower.
Yes, it is. It's an item, a staple in a kitchen. Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I think we talked in really like random ways about a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, we stayed on topic.
General and hospital, yeah.
Mostly. Then, I mean, we did sort of talk about your smell for a while.
A little bit, yeah, which is like a Christmas cookie at the moment.
Thanks to that friend of yours.
With sprinkles, yeah.
Have you noticed that a couple of people have given you products to combat odor?
Shut up. You're the other one. Send me the Lumi.
It was an experiment.
It's hot here. I get sweaty.
I know. I cannot. I would never judge anybody's smells. I mean, my God.
I do have to use a lot of products. So, I'll be like, all right, like time to break out more products. But some people don't smell, and it's weird.
I know. It is weird. Yeah, I know. My mom didn't ever smell. And I'm her daughter, so I guess I get the armpits from my dad.
Anyway, this is a lovely topic.
Sure it is.
But I feel like I'm critical of a lot of things the writers are doing, but I'm also applauding. Like I feel like they're trying to take the reins here, and
yeah.
And not just keep going in the same direction,
mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Like, as weird as the stuff with Sunny is, it's like, well, this might shake things up and give us some real new interaction with people. And I don't know. It's time for a shake up, I think. So I'm on board.
And they are kind of asking the question, can you like someone or care about someone who's a murderous thug?
Yeah, right. And can you like people, can you separate the person from what they do? Mm-hmm. Is it enough to be whatever they said the other day, like charming?
Yeah, I liked how Anna put that, yeah.
It was good though, yeah.
It was good.
So we're not good, but she was good.
She was real good.
So I applaud them for working on it. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's time for a snack around these parts.
That's a good idea. Well, you mentioned the King Arthur flower, which reminded me I still have some coffee cake, so I think that's what's going to happen here. But I think I'm about to hit bottom. I think I need to sort of really change my ways, Gia.
Okay. Well, you can go into Fantastic Sam's too and get a makeover. And
who would I ask to become?
I don't know. What? Who do you want to be on General Hospital? Who do you want to look like?
My first thought was, which guy would I like to be? What is wrong with me?
They're all awfully fit. That would be a hard act.
Maybe Scotty. Maybe a picture of Scotty.
He's a little more comfy. Yeah.
like a regular guy.
Yeah, and I'll be like Ned. And we could probably pull that off.
Yeah, yeah, that would be easier. We'll let him choose.
No pencil skirts there.
Yeah. Nope, nope.
Okay, well, go have your coffee cake, and we'll talk in a few days. And thanks to anybody who's listening.
Yes, thank you very much, everybody.
Okay, all right. You have a good night.
You too.
Right. See ya.
Bye.